Thank you so much, Brother Plica, and I encourage you to open your Bible to Psalm 92, and especially as we are going to study verse 12. We already talked in this month about some appointments that we have to make and some appointments with God. And then we talk about changes without improvement in our life or in the life of a nation and where the change need to be. Now, I'm passionate reading questions in the Bible. And you don't have to look over there. Let me mention some of the great questions of the Bible. In Job 14:14, a passage that I have used for many, many, many times in funeral service, the Bible says, if a man dies, shall he live again? What a great question. In Genesis chapter 16 and verse 8, here is a woman that thought she was alone. Here is a woman that served as a surrogate mother to trying to establish a son to Abraham, and after great problems in the household, Abraham packed her and sent out into the desert. She thought that the baby will die and that she will die. Then God comes along and asks the great question, whence comest thou and where wilt thou go? Remarkable question of God that never abandoned his children. In the book of Job in chapter 9 and in verse 2, God asked this question to Job. But how can a man be justified with God? His partners, his friends were telling Job that was all his guilt that he was sick. And God goes deeply and profound. And he asked the master question, how can a man be justified before God? So these amazing questions that the Bible brings over and over got focus of my attention is strong enough to search for a deep, profound question that will help you and that will help me to live a successful life. I found it. If you want to, you can look at Ezekiel chapter 33 and verse 10. By the way, inserts are in the bulletin for a purpose, not only to get you informed, but there is an insert with the outline of the service so that you can see between parentheses the page number of the Bible. In Ezekiel chapter 33 in verse 10, God is talking to Ezekiel. And I found at the end of the verse the question that I want to focus my attention today. Therefore, O son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if your transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? We grow emotionally from dependency to independence as a byproduct of parenthood. We teach our children to fly away little by little. But how do we grow in our spiritual life? What is it that I need to do so that I can grow spiritually? What is needed? The question in a nutshell is this. How should we live if we want to develop a spiritual growth in my life? How should I live? Well, I found the answer in Psalm 92, the psalm that our brother have read, and in verse 12. Psalm 92 in verse 12. Look at what the Bible says. The righteous shall flourish. The word flourish means bloom. like a palm tree. Actually, bloom is better than flourish. The righteous shall bloom like a palm tree. Notice to whom the statement is applied. The righteous. Now, who are they? The Japanese? The Koreans? The Europeans? Who are the righteous? Put one hand in Psalm 92 and move your Bible to Romans chapter 5 and verse 19. And there the Bible explains who are the righteous so that you can see that that verse apply directly to the life of a believer. In Romans chapter 5 and in verse 19, God trying to explain what Christ has done. First, he tells us in verse 12 that we are sinners because of Adam. And then in verse 19, the Bible said, for us, by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, said the Bible. So by the obedience of one shall many be made what? Righteous. So righteous is an individual which life is justified with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Not through a church, not through a religion, whatever that religion is, but righteous is an individual whose life is right with God because Jesus has paid for their sin and they have acknowledged the work of Christ. That is righteous. And so when we go to the Old Testament in Psalm 92 and in verse 12, and then we read, the righteous shall flourish, shall bloom like a palm tree. He's talking to you and me. Those who are believers in God through the Lord Jesus Christ shall bloom like a palm tree. I have three palm trees in my house. Love palm trees. Any Arab love palm trees. And if you go to Coachella Valley in California, United States of America, you eat breakfast with dates and eggs on the top of the dates and so on. It's just gorgeous. They're all Arab people. And you eat olives, apples, and dates. That's the products of our diet. But here it is. The righteous shall grow like a palm tree. And so I got a job to do, not only to study the Bible, but to call the university if I can sit down with a professor or a tree surgeon so that he can explain to me what a palm tree does to grow so strong and so powerful. And so I found it, and I got a few books about it, and a few books in biology and in all kinds of things with respect to nature. And then these surgeons sit down with me and said, now, there are basic things that you see in the life of a palm tree. Which are they? I said, and they wrote it for me. So I'm going to teach you how they feed our spiritual life. Here we are. The first thing he told me, and I'm glad that I knew something about trees from child, so that I know his vocabulary. The first thing that he told me is that a palm tree grows with purity. Purity. Here's the facts. A palm tree grows in the midst of other trees, but never, never cross-pollinates with them. Thus, a palm tree never produces a mixed fruit. Now, you can have these with orange. And that's why you go to the store and you have 20 classes of oranges. You can have these with apples. Have you even, Hill, I love apples. And I have to ask Raquel after a while, which is my apple? Because, you know, they're all shining and something, but the apple that I like it is like when you put it in your mouth, it's just like mashed potatoes and it's delicious and you don't have to work so hard to eat it. All right? It's an apple that grows in cold, extreme cold weather and is cross-pollinate with an apple that grows in a very warm area. And cross-pollinate with another And you know how to do cross-pollinitis. You open the flower, you inject it inside. All these beautiful things you learn in grammar school. But you cannot do that. So I said, I had to verify this. I called Coachella Valley. And I asked the guy who regulates the trees, have you visited? If you ever not seen trees, palm trees, gorgeous palm trees. There is a palm tree from Egypt. There is a palm tree from Iraq with the big dates. There is a palm tree from Iran. Different area produces different palm trees over there. I said, do you cross-pollinate to give dates? No, sir. He said, we try, but the palm tree rejected. You can open the flower, inject the pollen. The next day, the pollen is all out. The palm tree knows that that pollen do not belong to the same category of tree, and so therefore rejected. A palm tree produces pure dates. So in a palm tree, you see a date this size, they're all the same size because it's pure. What a lesson. How should we grow, said the Bible? Like a palm tree in purity. And let me tell you this, you can live close to a godless person and should not make you any less godly. You can live in downtown San Francisco and that will not make you ungodly because you are a palm tree. You see that? That's very important. Now, what are the fruits of the believer? If you go to your Bible to Galatians in chapter 5 and verse 22 and 23, you see the fruits of the believer. There are 9 of them. They're actually remarkable fruits. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is, here it is, love, unreserved love. Unreserved love always hurt because you don't seek revenge or anything like that. Joy, peace, long-suffering, which is the word patient, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, which is self-control. Against such, there is no law. Against such, there is no law. So here it is, the first step for you and for me. As a Christian, we grow in purity. Because I read this book, or because I study in this university, do not make me less a believer ever. As a matter of fact, I study in a heathen university. Raquel studied in the heathen university. And I was president of the student body. Well, what do you expect with this good looking, you know, for 4 years. And then I went to graduate school, another 3 years, president of the student body. Because I was always fighting for something to make things straight in the university. Oh, you read books in my time. You can't believe it. I imagine now. But that doesn't make you less a believer. See, when God has put the seed of the gospel into your life, that's what takes place in your life. When the seed of the gospel is in you, there is no room for other seed. So the first lesson I got is the palm tree is pure, and so the believer need to grow in purity. Second is strength. Strength. A palm tree grow under the most adverse conditions. Have you draw? In the Mojave Desert, how you saw those short, well, I would not say short like this because my wife is like that, but it's a short palm trees. Thick though, but short. You know why? Because the roots of a palm tree looks even if they have to travel 3,000 feet to find water. It's not what you see outside that really tells you what that palm tree is what is inside under the ground, how that palm tree develops and moves and finds water. And if you put a plant around and there is no other water that in that plant, the root goes to that plant, take the water from the plant and feed themselves. How powerful. They have a strength and they have power. And here's the principle. Do not be satisfied with the spiritual food unless it's the pure word of God. Do not be satisfied with the spiritual food unless it's the word of God. I never saw so many Christian stores like when I came to America, bookstores. See, the passion of the people in South America is to read the Bible because we don't have the Bible. The Bible has been hidden from us. They teach, they said, from the Bible, but we never had a chance to read it. And so the passion is to read that book, the Bible, and that makes you strong. Let me show you some verses. You're in Psalm. Go with me to Proverbs. This is not in the notes over there, but I want you to show in chapter 30. Of the book of Proverbs, and in verse 5, what the Bible said. Proverbs chapter 30, and verse 5. Every word of God is pure. Pure. Every word of God is pure. No argument. This is it. It is in the Bible. It's pure. No contradiction. Nothing wrong to it. Perfect. In the year it was written and today, it is pure. What should I do with it? Go with me to 1 Peter chapter 2. Come on, you know the books of the Bible now. 1 Peter chapter 2. And look with me in verse 2. What should I do as a believer? 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word. For what? That you may grow thereby. See, then you move a little bit to the left and you go to 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 and 17 and you get the clue. All is scripture, remember? Is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Verse 17, that the man of God, the righteous, may be perfect, truly furnished, equipped with good works. So here you have the second factor of a palm tree. There is a strength. And the strength is not in the body, it's on the roots. The roots go deep and deep and profound until they grab the water and they suck the water, change it into nitrogen, and then get that beautiful color into the palm tree. Amazing. For my palm trees here in town to grow, I have one from Coachella Valley. I have one from another valley. Some of them require 3 days of hosing automatically at 3 liters per day so that the whole branches grow in brown and in green, real green like I like it. They need water. And a Christian is weak when do not have this. That's what our church, the people said, what do you do in our church? We feed you with the word of God. And what do? We feed you with the word of God. We feed you in Sunday school. We feed you in the morning service. We feed you in the afternoon classes. We feed you in the evening classes. Why? So that you go strong and untouched by whoever is the president, whoever is the congressman. I care less. I want to be sure that I'm walking with God. I want to be sure that I'm a child of God. I want to be sure that every day I take from the manna or the water of the word so that my roots become strong. What is the most important part of the building? And people say, the tower, the foundation. the foundation. You got the wrong foundation, goodbye building. So the palm tree is pure, and we have to be pure. The palm tree have its strength. Pay attention to it. If you are weak spiritually, it's not your pastor's fault. It's not Bethel Baptist Church. It is you. You cannot be strong with half hour of Bible on Sunday morning. You have to read it by yourself. Thirdly, he told me that the tree surgeon said it's consistency. A palm tree grow fruit, I never knew that, all the year around. Every 4 months, a new batch comes in. I look on it. Go to Coachella Valley. It's spectacular. You go over there, and the dates are covered with brown papers, other with green papers. And they tell me, well, this is the fruit of the last 3 months. And they cover because the bird goes and touch the dates. And then they cannot sell it. So they cover the trees. And the man was explaining to me how wonderful it was. The palm tree grow fruit all the year around. Not just when they are half hour in church. All the year around. Please turn your Bible to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13 and verse 23. And look what the seed of God produces in the life of the believer. Check your life as you read this verse. Matthew 13 and verse 23. But he that receive seed into the good ground is he that heard the word of God and understandeth, which also beareth fruit and bring forth some 100, some 60, some 30. The word of God has to bring fruit. Otherwise, there is no word of God in you. And if there is no word of God in you, then you are not a righteous person. See that? Why no discriminating? I've been accused this week 2 or 3 times in the coffee shop of being discriminating. No, I'm just telling you what it is. It's black and white. And consistency should be proper. If you are pure and you are feeding in the water of the word, they're going to be fruit. And that fruit will be 100% for those who humble themselves and humble their life before God. There will be some percentage in others, 60 and 30, but always there will be fruit. So consistency in your life. The palm tree bring fruit all the year around. And we check it, said the man. And we label the branch. And we tabulate it in a computer. And we calculated how many dates give for this year so that we can know the production for the next year. Because if this branch produces 20 dates, next year will be 40. If we feed properly the tree. Remember, we're in business and they sell it very expensive. I was so interested with this that now every year they send us a big box free of dates to Raquel. I don't eat dates, but Raquel love it. And so they sent us, they said, because of your interest in palm trees in the Bible, we'll say every year, my name is over there as a guest of the company. And I got big, beautiful. They said, this is King David's tree. This is this. Everything has a name on it. I can't believe it. Consistency. I said to the man, is any failure on the palm tree? Oh, we cut it down. It fails. We cut it down. I was scared because in 1 Corinthians 11:31 said, some of you are asleep, some of you are dead because you do not repent and use your life for Christ. There is one more that I want to share with you. I got about 20, but one more. Dependability. Dependability. The older the palm tree, the better the fruit. I thought all the way the other way. The younger the palm tree, the better will be the fruit, the strength. No, he said. Now remember, these are palm trees that we take care of. And so the older the palm tree, the better the fruit. When you get an old palm tree, you're going to get those juicy dates, high price, each one $5. Why? Because the palm tree now knows exactly how to manufacture because has all the ingredients balanced in the body of the tree and knows how to do it. That's why I sit a lot of time with elderly people. to take their juice or their brains into my brain. You see that? The counsel should be on the elderly people. Those pastors who are 30 years old, 35, they have a lot to learn. I thought the man should not be a pastor until he's 45 or 50. So that he can really show the people the fruit of his life in order to understand others. Well, I'm going to give you an example of the Bible to show you that as 120 years old, how wonderful was this man. It's Joshua. If you turn your Bible to Joshua 24, we'll read verse 14 and 15, and you and I will be delighted to know that this man at the end of his life was better than at the beginning. Joshua 24, verse 14. He is no longer the president of the country. He's retired. And look at what he says. Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. Now we know the failure of the Jewish people in Egypt. They lost to own Egypt because they mix their life with sin. And when you and I mix our life with sin, we lost a lot. Verse 15. And if seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. Whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. Now here is the fruit of a 120 years old man. But for me, in my house, we will serve the Lord. 120 years old. Some people are 60 and they're planning retirement. At 80, Joshua took the command of Israel and crossed the Jordan, battled every place, and conquered the entire land. And the Bible said there was no one square foot of territory that God did not deliver to Joshua. Every land of Israel was in the hands of Joshua. He was a clean man. He was a man with the strength. He, remember what God said? Well, look at what God said to Joshua in chapter 1. Look at what he says. It's just remarkable. In chapter 1 and in verse 6, he says, be a strong of a good courage, for unto these people shalt thou divide the inheritance of the land which shall swear unto you thy fathers. And look at verse 7. Only be thou strong and be courageous that thou may observe to do according to the law. Observe to do according to the law. It's not just to say, yes, I have a Bible. Yes, I love the Bible. Yes, it doesn't matter what translation you have of the Bible. I'm not talking about discussing about the literature of the Bible. I'm discussing the taking the Bible in. And on the other hand, obeying what the Bible says. That's very important. And the time has changed, but the book have no change. The same thing happened. It's just precious. Dependability. Dependability. Older you get, stronger you get, and walking with the Lord, and taking a stand for the Lord, and shining for the Lord. There is nothing that you doubt about it. You are in love, and you're in passion, and you tell the other people, you do what you want to, but this is what the Bible says. I said to a group of gentlemen who I think they were gay. They came to talk to me as I was doing the gym. He said, we know you are the pastor of this church. Yes, sir. And you pebbled. So talk to you later. I'm in a straightforward. I want to do 15 miles in half hour. So I talk to you later and I'm in a hill. You know, those steady bike. And I ran after. I said, what can I do for you? And they said, you use the Bible? That's the first question. Yes, I do. You believe the Bible? That's a good question. Yes, I do. Do you think I'm wrong? How do I know? You think I'm God? I said. Oh, he said, oh, that's smart. That's smart. And so another guy came in. Another guy came in. Another guy came in. And there was a big sign that said, let's battle for Proposition 8. And they want, they're looking for signatures so that they can bring in 2 years the petition to modify the Constitution, because the man said, I know the Supreme Court will not modify, they will obey what the people said. So I'm so glad the country has some sense then. And they don't say a word. They were very, very on the line. We talk very on the line. But I always said, the Bible said, the Bible said. Well, that's a book that we need to take out of business, they said. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it. But Hitler tried. He cannot make it. In the times of Jeremiah, Jeremiah eat the book. And after they destroy all the Hebrews' Bible, God said, write it again. And he wrote it again. So this is an old story. Really? Yeah. You have not read. Let me go to my car. And I have 4 or 5 Bibles. And I say, you better read this. And next time that I come here, you tell me what you learn about it. Don't worry about who you are and what you practice. I care less. Just read the book and tell me what the book said. And see if it's good. And I left. See, you taking a stand on the Bible. No, on people. That's right. No, people, we're not here to judge people. We're here to give you a counsel. The Word of God said this, so it's true. And so for believers, the Word of God said this, and it's true. And we believers take it very lightly. We pack an agenda full of things that we do in the day, and we miss 1 hour with the Lord. Imagine for a second, I thought myself, if Jesus will be in Bethel Baptist Church 1 hour every morning, there will be lines of cars. There will be people all over the city coming. We had to make a building for 150,000 people. If they knew that Jesus in person will be here. Well, he is in person, right here. Right here. What happened? We don't believe it. We don't believe it. Always carry in my office 4, 6, 7 Bibles. I read it in one language, I read it in the other, I read it in the other. And the more you read it, you learn how this language said the text and how the other. And I remember my grandma and I remember the other. And it's just so beautiful to see what this, get in love with the scripture, my brother. Because this is the water that will fortify the tree of your life. I never told, I think I told you one time, as I was traveling in the Mojave Desert, I tried to get those 1 pound tree to me. I looked to the left. I looked to the right. Always I carry a little short, remember military, those who've been in the military, military shovel that you bend in three and you strand and it's stainless steel and fantastic. And I said, I have a tiny Volkswagen. I said, I take it just right there on the limit of the freeway. And I started making, attach it, nothing. I make it, 1 hour later, attach it, nothing. Now I know why. These little short palm tree, they had the big roots. The surgeon told me the roots of that palm tree maybe were 4 times the size of the palm tree. Because they were a long way to the desert to find the humidity and to be strong. I wonder how deep are our roots in the Bible. What books of the Bible do you read more? I wonder if I ask you which person in the Bible you really associate more. What will you say? What passage of the Bible is the one that you use more for guidance in your life? See, that is the weakness in America. It's not the political party. Well, we see there is no leadership, they said. Well, whatever. It's not the political party. It's not the army. It's not the dollar. It is us believers that do not have roots in the Bible. Do you read the Bible to your children like my grandmother did to me? She got me in love with the book. Whenever I go to visit my aunt, she give me a New Testament and put it in my pocket. Because when you have free time, read it, she said. And when I came home, she will check it. She was a good administrator. How many pages do you read? Do you mark it in this color, she said, because I have some candies here. You know, grandma was an extraordinary teacher. How should we live in this century with the repression and depression of government? We should live in purity. Walk in the strength. Share our life inconsistency with our faith and be counted dependable for the rest of our life. May God make this a reality in your life and in my life. We don't need a church with 5,000 people. We need a church with 100 people who are palm trees. I'm looking forward for palm trees. People who really understand what believing is all about. That's the weakness in our life. We have not put our roots into the right place. It's good to read books. It's good to be informed. But if you want to be wise, this is the book you read over and over and over. And you will grow like a palm tree. There is a man in McDonald's who thought he knew everything. So it's a nice debate, public debate. And he says something and I say, oh, that's what the Bible said here. And the man said, is it here? And I said, oh, that's what the Bible said here. So the guy, big gordo, the guy, you know what I'm talking about. See, he's that here in it. He said, you think you know everything? Yes, sir, I know everything. Oh, that irritated. Oh, I said, you Mexicano, you don't know anything, but I know everything. Ooh, well, let me ask you questions in the Bible. And he left. And each time he sees me, he goes away. See, he's trying to teach his false doctrine. And how you correct false doctrine? With the Bible. The Jehovah Witness were there. I got it by the neck and said, you go outside. No here. So this is a public place. Know what I'm here? This is Otero's place. And they told me, said, you know, they're waiting across the street. Watch when you leave, then they come in. I'm so excited about this scripture. I'm so excited. Because I've made my life and my matrimony strong. Strong. We're going to be 48 years married. People say, what's the secret? The secret is this book. We both have handled this book. It works. It works. Beloved, how should we grow? We should go like a palm tree. Father, thank you. That little simple lesson of the Bible. So good. And we read it over. I have read that over and over and passed by. But Lord, when we pay attention to it, help me to live like a palm tree. Help Raquel to live like a palm tree. Help all of us to live. And already you help us. You give us the book, the Bible. Lord, overrule our will and overrule our time and cause us to read it so that we can be strong. In Jesus we pray. Amen.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. And He whose heart is kind beyond all measure, gives unto each day what he deems best. Loving me, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toward peace and rest. Every day Himself is near me with a special mercy for each child. All my cares He fain would bear and cheer me. He whose Counselor and power, the protection of His child and treasure, is a charge that on Himself He laid. As thy days, thy strength will be in measure, this the pledge to me. Situation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith, sweet consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble me.
For the benediction, please. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.